ओम ज्ञानच निरंधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकाय चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
There are some women who go looking for sadhus to seduce them so they can have a child by a sadhu. So knowing this, there are some people who become sadhus. So, cheaters and cheaters. In Vrindavan, Navadvip, it may not be so much now, but at that time more. You'll find sadhus. They're very assiduously doing their sadhana, waiting for some lady to come and become auspicious by their touch. So the whole world is a place of cheaters and cheated. But the Western world, the intensity, now that's coming in India also, advertisement industry. Advertisement industry is just how to cheat people, mislead them, misguide them to extract the money from your pocket. They're offering, we're giving something good to you. But actually, we want, what it is that we want to take something good from you, namely your money. So all cheating, educational system of cheating, educational system means how to make you a cog in a whole societal machine in which everyone is going to hell. You should become a good member of society means you work like an ass, and you get some reward, money by which you get sense gratification, and you should be like, this is how you should be. So everywhere, all cheating, and nobody cares for you. Nobody cares for you. Teachers don't care. In most cases, parents don't care. Or even if you have any parents, you may have your mother, and then you have, she goes to a new boyfriend every week. So many cases, parents, they don't, they have a child and they think the child is nice. They take the child as some kind of sense gratification. When the child is smiling, they like it. Oh, very nice. And then the child is crying. Oh, disgusting. They don't want to take care. No sense of responsibility. They don't want to look up. They want to go to parties, so they go out and simply let the child watch the TV. They don't take time with the child to bring him up. So the TV becomes the guru. So no one cares when you get to 16, 17, 18, or maximum 20 years old. What are you doing at home? Get out. We don't want you here. Why are you bothering me? You bothered me for 18 years. Now go out, look after yourself. So that Prabhupada, he cared for people. That so much went to the heart. Because everyone, we're all part and parcel of Krishna. And our constitutional position, of course we preach our constitutional position is that we are servant of Krishna. But what is that service? That is a loving relationship. Our constitutional position is that we are Krishna conscious. It's not just some kind of altered mental state. As Prabhupada says, Krishna conscious is not an artificial imposition on the mind. But that Krishna conscious means being conscious of Krishna, not just philosophically, but wrapped in a relationship of love by which the devotee can never stop thinking of Krishna. With all love and concern and feeling, and vice versa. Therefore Krishna says, saints are my heart, and I'm also in their heart. This loving relationship that Brihad Bhagavatamrita describes, how the devotee, he was so long in the material world, and finally, after going through so many different planetary systems, he finally went back to Godhead, and went to Krishna. And then when Krishna saw him, Krishna came to Vrindavan, and Krishna was coming back, bringing the cows. Then when Krishna saw him, he fainted. And then all the cowherd boys brought him back, they resuscitated. Then he embraced that Gopakumar, said, "Oh, I was missing you for such a long time. Why did you go away?" So that much feeling is there for Krishna with his devotees, and the devotees feel so much for Krishna. So that Prabhupada, he brought that feeling. He was criticizing these rascals, these fools. He was chastising his own disciples. But why was he doing that? He had so much feeling. That why are these people spoiling their lives, not being Krishna conscious? Why did Prabhupada work so hard in his old age? We're feeling, just we're still relatively young, most of you, and my body is still relatively young. In old age, the body just collapses. It's so much worn down and worn out that old people, they just want to retire and sit and let people look after them because the pain in the body, digestive system doesn't work, teeth are falling out, can't hear properly, can't pass urine properly. There'll be so many problems in old age. So in old age, we don't expect anyone to make any major effort to do anything. But Prabhupada did. He made a major effort of going out in his old age and working so hard, preaching to the walls when there was no one there, living in a room with no windows, sometimes starving because no food, didn't have any money because he wanted to print his books. Whatever money he got, he put into printing his books. Why did he take the trouble to chastise his disciples? Why did he take the trouble to preach? Why did he take the trouble to write so many books? Why did he do that? Even he could have retired. He could have started this movement and retired. But he went on. As he said, "I want the benediction from Krishna to fight for him up to the last breath, like Arjuna did that." Why did he do that? Because he cared so much. He was just like Krishna cares, or even more than Krishna cares. He cared for all the different living beings who are wasting their lives, not being Krishna conscious. Even he cared more than Krishna. Krishna says, "Tanaham dushita kruran sangsareshin naradhamam shibhyami ajasama shubha." Where's the next line? Sangsareshin naradhamam. He says that, that those who are envious and mischievous, the lowest among mankind, those who are demons, Krishna says, I cast them into the lowest species of life. Murha janmani janmani mama prapte vikunti tato adamam. They go down to the lowest species, birth after birth. So they have no hope. Those who are demoniac, they are condemned even by Krishna. Those who are so much envious, they are condemned even by Krishna. But Krishna, in his most merciful incarnation, he doesn't even consider his own words in Bhagavad Gita. But he goes out to save the fallen souls. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is called Patita Pavan Agora Hari. Patita Pavan is also, Lord Ram is called Patita Pavan. Among all the incarnations of God, Krishna, Ram and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are very prominent, very important, because these three incarnations particularly delivered many, 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 many living beings back to Godhead. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sometimes used to show six-armed form. Why these forms? Krishna and Ram along with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because these forms of God, they're very important. Among them, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's form is very important because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered so many living beings. But if we say that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is merciful, then even how much more merciful is the devotees who execute the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was preaching. He was famous as Patita Pavana. But he saved some Patita, those who are Patit, Jagai, Madhai, Haridas Thakur, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they were considered fallen, Jiva Goswami by their family connection, because they were in the service of Muslims. Then he saved some Patan Vaishnav. Patan. He made them, the Muslims made them into Vaishnav. One king in Orissa, Bengal border, he made him Vaishnav. But Prabhupada, he made people more fallen, mostly Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's followers. If you see, they're from high class background. If you see his intimate associates, they're mostly born in Brahmin families or some Vaishya, some also different caste. But among his followers, those who are living with him, staying with him, they're mostly from Brahmin background. But Prabhupada, he went out among people, even a rickshaw waller in India is more elevated by birth. Even a Muslim in India is more elevated by birth than those born in the Western countries. At least that's what Srila Prabhupada told us. So Prabhupada went among them, Jagai Madhai. Actually, compared to the average person in the West, they're very elevated people. They're born in Brahmin families, and of course they were murderers, but they didn't kill their own mothers, as in the West. They weren't addicted to eating their mother's flesh. So in so many ways, in the Western countries, they're so much fallen, Prabhupada went among them and saved them, saved us. Why did he take that trouble? Once, one of Prabhupada's godbrothers said that, I could have also gone to the West and did what Bhaktivedanta Swami did, but I didn't very much like to mix with low-class people. Otherwise, I could have also done. So if you could do, then why didn't you do? That means you didn't understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. You didn't follow your guru's instruction. You didn't have any mercy. Vaishnav means he is merciful. You could do, yes, anyone could do, but you didn't. You couldn't dream of doing it. That Goswami Maharaj was sent by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur to England, and he came back and told everyone that he had met one lord who asked him jokingly, can you make me a brahmana? He had no desire to be a brahmana. He asked him in joke. Yes, how? You simply follow these principles. No meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication, no illicit sex. So this Lord Zetlap, he laughed and said, impossible. So, impossible, this is our very life. Without this, what is the use of being alive without these things? So then, Goswami Maharaj came back and told this. So they all thought, oh, impossible. Impossible to make devotees in the Western world. So Prabhupada, he quoted Napoleon. Impossible is a word in a fool's dictionary. Maybe you know the story, that Napoleon, he wanted to march his army over the Alp mountains in the winter when it's all covered in snow and there's snow falling. So even the people who live in the mountains, they don't cross the mountain. They may take their cows out or something. No, they keep their cows in the winter. They just stay where they are when they're all covered in by snow. So even the people living there, they don't go out in the snow. But Napoleon said he wanted to march his army over the Alps, so many mountains, and so he could go somewhere else and attack other people, such a demon. So all his commanders, they said, impossible. And he said, impossible is a word in a fool's dictionary. So Prabhupada is making the point that by faith and determination, God helps those who help themselves. So impossible. Prabhupada went to the Bowery, Lower East Side, drunken, intoxicated, crazy people, and he made devotees of Krishna. Impossible. Impossible, yes. But he had already made that poem praising his own spiritual master. Toma kripai ashambhav shambhav hoy. By your mercy, what is not possible becomes possible. So many ways there's glorification of Srila Prabhupada should go on. Ebe josh kushak tribhuvan. Glories of Srila Prabhupada should be spread all over the universe. by preaching this Krishna consciousness movement. We should all take that up as our life's mission. That usually in the beginning stages of Krishna consciousness, we're very much concerned about our own advancement, and we should be. But we should look beyond that. The child, just like you'll see, business family in India, or in Jewish business family, traditional family, they grow up. Even when they're a child, they know, when I grow up, I'll be taking over the family business. Maybe Chaitanya's growing up seeing that I have to oversee this farm also. Family business. So our family business in Krishna Conscious Movement is preaching Krishna Consciousness, especially book distribution. That's more than anything, that's our family business. So those who are trying to get on their feet in Krishna Consciousness, in childlike state, we're all in childlike state, some more than others, should think that not only have I to grow up, but we have to see what is the future also. That we will have to spread, take up the mission of spreading Krishna consciousness. That means becoming responsible. It's everyone's responsibility, every devotee's responsibility. I'm amazed, actually, Prabhupada, he had to work with irresponsible hippies. If there's one adjective to describe hippies, there can be many. But one very suitable adjective, irresponsible, totally irresponsible. Be here now, if it feels good, do it. This is their philosophy. Not philosophy, but their just do whatever you like, do whatever you feel like. Totally irresponsible way of life. Both material, as Prabhupada wrote in the Bhagavatam about hippies, both materially and spiritually useless. In every way useless for anything. So Prabhupada, he told that story of sadhu going on the street. He found someone had thrown out some string, and then he'd thrown out the gourd, the vegetable, the pumpkin. Sometimes the people, they take out the inside, and the outside is just left, the shell, hard shell. So there was this and a piece of rope someone had thrown out and just some stick lying on the street. So all these things are useless. Pumpkin shell, piece of rope just lying on the piece of string and a stick. They're all useless. But if you put them together, you can make the vowels in Bengal. Make a little instrument out of that. Stick, string, and a pumpkin shell. So useless. All the things are useless. So Prabhupada took so many useless people and made them useful, trained them to be useful in Krishna's service. So a sense of responsibility, Prabhupada instilled that in the most irresponsible people. He gave them the highest responsibility, which is to do as he did, to save others by preaching Krishna consciousness. Preaching, teaching, not leeching. Leeching means, you know what a leech is. Everyone now knows what a leech is, at least those who went up the hill. A leech means sucks blood. You work, bring food and eat it, and that food is converted into blood, and the leech simply sits on your foot and drinks it. So devotee is not meant to be a leech. Matwa, Arya word is there, matwa. If you want to describe a completely lazy, irresponsible, useless person, matwa means someone who lives in a temple. One who lives in a mat, matwa. Useless person. Someone who lives in a mat means that his whole business is to eat and sleep, that's all. So, we should not be leeches or matwa, but we should do something useful to spread the mission. And that is the real praise of Srila Prabhupada. The real Vyasa Puja, Guru Puja, is not some nicely chosen words. But the real Guru Puja, that goes on at every minute, how you're surrendering your life in the service of the mission of Srila Prabhupada. So Hare Krishna.